Simmons Bank, Peterbilt, Ozarks Healthcare, and Ozarks Medical Equipment. Lynch Equipment Company, by Ozark Hills Realty, Whitney Frazier, agent, KT Roofing, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Butler Heating and Air, Bailey Chevrolet, JB's Health Mart, Iron Brand Realty, J&J Recovery, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Don's Auto Service, Edgler and Harper, and by Bell's Body Shop.
And welcome to Willard, Missouri. That's where we're at for tournament basketball to start the season for the West Plains Scissors, who are 0-1. They lost their shootout game against Waynesville at Bunkers last weekend by a final of 60-31. And on top of that, the Scissors are starting the season with the one arm tied behind their back. They have players who are having to sit out for playing games over the summer when they were not allowed to. So they're having to serve a suspension in West Plains. Will not have full complement out on the court to kick off this game and for one more game after this one. We'll take a two-minute timeout. The starters from Willard between the West Plains Scissors and Mansfield Lions coming up in 2 minutes on KDY.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Scissors. Visit us at tlgtrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
What's your next dream? Paying off your credit card? Remodeling your kitchen? Exploring the rainforest of Costa Rica? Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. I'm State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, and I'm right here to help lend a hand. As your local neighbor, I can help you look at things you want to save for, come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen, because your money should work just as hard as you do to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being debt-free or free to roam the world, call me, State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
Driving in the fall and winter months can be challenging. You never know what Mother Nature will bring each day. Make sure your tires have plenty of tread. Give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you will always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
Dylan Groves is our engineer to get us on the air today from Willard as we tip it off. West Plains 0-1, Mansfield 1-0. Starters for both teams here as we get started. And Clayton Robbins wins the tip, and West Plains has the ball to start the game. Starting five for West Plains will be Clayton Robbins, Landon Montgomery, Caleb Cobb, Jacob Moore, and Sawyer Reed. That's the five. Down the lane, Clayton Robbins leans in, shoots it off the rim, spins around and goes in. And he, you would figure, would take a lot of shots today. Clayton, the only one back from last year, it's in the lineup today, as far as starters go. Over on the right side to the corner, Mansfield will work it. Backdoor pass down the lane. Stidham goes up, shoots it off the back iron. It won't fall. Rebound pulled away, and West Plains will get control and bring it back. Jacob Moore with a rebound. In the middle, Robin spins, puts it up with the right hand. No good. No, it's going to be called a walking violation on Clayton Robbins. So West Plains will turn the ball over. And for sure, Clayton is looking to shoot the basketball. And we'll stop the clock and replace the ball. either it was a little light on air or it picked up something. But it's out, and a new ball comes in. Here we go, 1 minute into the game. West Plains off top of Mansfield. 2-0 here at the Willard Tournament. Left baseline drive. They'll double-team the basketball. And a reach-in foul will be called against the Zizzers. That's on Clayton Robbins. That'll be his first and the first of the ball game. I saw Mansfield play last year, and they weren't very good. Here's a ball in the on the inbound. Stole it away. Clayton Robbins up with it, up the right side. Into the corner. Montgomery will curl over, top of the circle. Wide open shot by Jacob Moore. Good from 16 feet. Straight on for Jacob Moore. And it's a 4-0 ball game. But I've been told that Mansfield was very good this year. So we'll see. There's a three. That's very good. Knocked down from the left wing by Haven Proach. So quickly, it's a 4-3 ball game. West Plains in the red. And now the ball kicked away and stolen. Mansfield back with it. 3-on-3 break. All the way. Step through. Stidham off the glass. Too strong. Put back is up and no good by Charlie Grubbs, the guard. And he'll be fouled on the play. Sawyer Reed gets called for his first foul. Grubbs, the free throw shooter. First try is good. West Plains lost to Waynesville last Saturday, 60-31. Here's the next free throw, good. But again, you've got four kids that aren't out there that are going to be starters. So you just work your way through this and go on. Jacob Moore, Robbins in the left corner. Baseline drive in, lean in, right-hand hook shot off the back iron, no good. Put back is up and in by Jacob Moore. And Mansfield is not blocking out at all, right, at this moment at least. Taking more of the putback, he's got 4. 6-5. Left corner, open shot for a 3, rims off. Ball comes down to Jacob Moore for the Zizzers. And he'll give it across. And coming up the floor, Sawyer Reed. Caleb Cobb has it now. Top of the circle, Jacob Moore puts it on the deck, drives in, puts up a runner off the board, no good. Ball comes off to the opposite side to Jace Hedrick. Long up the floor, wraparound pass, right-hand lay-in, good. Foul on the play. The basket counts. Riley Stidham will get the basket. Caleb Cobb called for the reach-in foul on the shot, on the lay-in. Now Mansfield will sub in Riley Pearson, a senior. And one free throw here, and it's good. Stidham has 3. The Lions have 6. Now the Lions take the lead with that 3-point play. They're up 8-6 in the left corner. Here's a shot for a 2. Good. Off the miss that time by Landon Montgomery. Up the right side now, left wing. Ball bobbled away, lost. West Plains comes up with it. And now they come back on the break. 2-on-1 off the turnover. All the way in, Jacob Moore goes up. Shoots no good. Got fouled, though. And he'll shoot 2. 4 minutes, 48 seconds left in the first quarter from Willard today. This is quite a lineup of teams. There's 12 of them in this 37th annual Willard Basketball Classic. First free throw good for Jacob Moore. He has 5 points now. Teams involved here in this tournament include the home team Willard and West Plains, along with Mansfield, Glendale, Bolivar, Lutheran, Stratford, Sedalia Smith Cotton, Kickapoo, Belton, Columbia, Rockbridge, and Harrison. Next free throw also good. Jacob Moore's got 6. Dribbling down the lane, pump fake. Shot is up off the board, too strong. Put back, partially good, but a foul be called on the play. And Jacob Moore will pick up his first personal foul. So four fouls for the Zizzers and four players each have one. Free throw shooter for the Mansfield Lions now, Riley Stidham. First free throw is good. It's a 9-8 ball game. And good again. Stidham, 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. The Lions take a 10-8 lead. Up the right side, to the right corner, back out on the right wing. Jacob Moore with it. Jacob Moore and Clayton Robbins. Those are your two best options on offense with the way things are constituted. Clayton spins, lost the ball, picked up by Jacob Moore. Spins to the middle, leans, turns, shoots, no good. Ball comes off the deck. Long pass up the floor. Too long, out of bounds. Mansfield will turn the ball over for the second time in the first 3 minutes and 49 seconds. We got the 4 o'clock game here, and that means not many folks are here just yet. Backing down, Clayton Robbins gets in the lane, puts it up with the right hand off the board and good. And that's big Clayton Robbins using that size against a player about 4 inches shorter. Good job by Clayton Robbins there. Tie game at 10-10. Right corner, moving up. Shot from the right side, no good. Ball is going to be controlled by West Plains. They get the rebound, and they come back with Caleb Cobb. To the left corner, back outside on the left wing. Jacob Moore. Right baseline, they'll cut off the dribble, back out to Moore. Mansfield is playing man-to-man defense. Moore in the paint, left-hand scoop off the board. Good, terrific shot, great athletic shot. Cutting across the lane from right to left and throwing it off the board with the left hand. Nice play. Jacob Moore off to a fantastic start with 8 points in the first. 3:05 left in the quarter. 12-10, ball knocked away at midcourt, nearly stolen. To the right corner, open shot for a three is in and out, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. That should have been off Mansfield, but they're going to say it's West Plains, and so we'll get some subs coming in for the Lions, and they're actually just going to be putting starters back in the lineup for the most part. The exception here is Fisher Croney, a 6'5 sophomore. Here's the inbound play underneath. Catch off the glass, up and good, quick. Nice shot that time. Good, quick entry pass, Riley Pearson. West Plains in the front court. In right corner, kick it far side, wide open shot, Montgomery for three, and it's good. Landon Montgomery with a splash down. The first three today for West Plains. Zizzers up 15-12, 2:20 to play in the first quarter. Bad foul on Jacob Moore, reach in over the top. He's going for that entry pass. And he's called for his second foul, so that's a bad break for West Plains, and that means Jacob will have to come out of the ballgame with, along with 8 out of the 15 points West Plains has scored. Charlie Grubbs, the free throw shooter. For Mansfield, the guard shoots. First try with the lefty, no good. Rims off, and he'll get one more try. Here's the next try. It's up, and it's good. So 1 out of 2, and it's a 2-point game. Now on the right wing, Robbins puts it on the floor, pulls up. 13-footer is no good. He got pushed in the act of shooting. So the foul goes on Kellen Campbell, his first. First free throw good by Clayton. Clayton Robbins with 5 points. Next one, also good. 4 out of 4 from the line for the Zizzers. 17-13, we're under 2 minutes now in quarter one from the Willard Tournament. Cross court pass, bad pass, over the top, out of bounds, and Mason Miller shows some hands over there, the head coach for the West Plains Scissors off the turnover. 148 and counting it down in quarter one. Jacob Moore has 8 points for West Plains. Clayton Robbins has 6. Driving the baseline, wraparound pass is deflected to the corner. Montgomery passed up the shot, dribbles it in, now he's pressured. Wraparound pass is stolen. And now a foul out at midcourt will be called on West Plains, probably, and it will be on Landon Montgomery. The frequency that people commit fouls after they turn the ball over is simply mind-boggling. Here's a free throw by Charlie Grubbs. First one for Mansfield is good. 17-14. And good again. Now some full-court pressure by Mansfield, but not a lot of pressure involved as they're dogging people man-to-man. Over a high screen, Clayton Robbins to the left elbow. Backs down, turns, right-hand shot on the turn is good. Clayton Robbins, and by Dexter Russ. Clayton Robbins with the bucket, turned with the right hand that time, the offhand. He has 8 points. 19-15, and Mansfield doesn't have anyone guard him. So if he can stay on the court, here's a ball over the top. Pass tipped out of bounds by the Lions, and they'll lose it again. So West Plains maintaining a four-point lead. I may be wrong, but I think Clayton Robbins has slimmed down, knocked off maybe 10, 12 pounds. Moving really well. Passing the corner. There's Clayton with a catch. Triple team. Kicks it outside. Montgomery has it at the point. Dribbles over. Gets it to Robbins. Beats his man on the dribble. Hesitates. Goes in. Stops. And he got pushed. And it should be, well, no two shots yet. No bonus yet. Stidham gets his first foul. Lob on the inbound. Robbins in the middle. Leans in. Left-hand shot rims off. No good. And the rebound pulled away by Mansfield's Fisher Crony in the front court. Matching up out of the zone. Right corner. Open shot. Stidham for a three. No good. But the ball rebounded by the Lions. They put it up on the putback. Good by Chase Hendrick. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Caleb Cobb to the right corner. Wide open. Montgomery for a three. No good. Put back is up. No good. Tipped up. No good. And that's the end of the quarter. Three cracks at it, but West Plains couldn't add on. But after one, a good first quarter for the Scissors. They lead Mansfield 19-17. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
Has your partner complained that you snore rather loudly at night? Do you feel sluggish throughout the day? Sleep apnea affects 1 in 3 people worldwide. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment specializes in the latest equipment to treat sleep apnea. They will teach you how to use it properly and how to keep your supplies clean and working properly. Don't wait. Sleep well and stay healthy. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment cares. It's in their name.
Hi, this is Reese. Lynch Equipment and Coyote are ready to help you get the dirty work done. Stop in and check out the Coyote TL750 Compact Track Loader. Now, through the end of the year, get 0% financing for up to 48 months or $6,000 cash back. The TL750 is everything you want without all the things you don't. Stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal Brown, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains. Coyote, we dig dirt.
West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
Well, West Plains leads by 2 after the first quarter here at the Willard Tournament at Willard High School, 19-17. It'll be Mansfield basketball to start the second quarter. They have it shooting to our right in the white with maroon and gold trim. In the right corner, back out to the point. Mansfield will move it with Charlie Grubbs. The senior guard gets it inside. Ball bobble picked up, shot off the back iron, hangs and won't go down. Tipped out of bounds. It'll be West Plains ball. So West Plains battling inside. Crony, about 6'5". More size. Stidham goes about 6'4". Left baseline drive. We'll stop that. Kick it back outside. Jacob Moore has it. Spins to the middle. Puts it off the move. Good. To his right. Jacob Moore getting it done already in double figures with 10 points. Lions on offense trying to cut into a 4-point West Plains lead down the key all the way. Nobody picked it up. Riley Stidham that time, and he just took it straight to the basket and laid it in. He's got 7. 21-19 West Plains. Crossover dribble, kick it to the left corner. Open shot, wide open for a 3 is an air ball. It's saved by Jacob Moore, though. Robbins back to Moore in the corner. Dribbles in all the way, puts it up off the board, no good. And the rebound taken down by Mansfield. It may have been partially blocked. So back the other way, the Lions have Haven Proch, long from the left wing. Grubbs can't get the ball to fall, no good. And the rebound to the Zizzers, and they come back now with Sawyer Reed. Oops, I said Sawyer Reed. That's Landon Montgomery. Landon wears 4. And Sawyer wears 14. And they're up. Take pass to the corner. Turnaround shot. Back iron up and good. Jacob Moore. I don't know what his shooting percentage is today, but it's phenomenal. And it's back to a 4-point game, 23-19. Get some stops. We could build a little lead here the way things are going. In the left corner, Stidham has it. Throws it over the top to Jace Hedrick. He'll penetrate, kick it to the left baseline. Up fake, puts it up off the board. No good. Ball tipped up and in. Pure accident, but Jace Hedrick will get credit for the tip-in. Now we'll get a foul at the defensive end for Mansfield, and that will go on Charlie Grubbs. That'll be his first foul as he is riding the hip of the ball handler Sawyer Reed that time. Kellen Campbell in the lineup. Now for the Mansfield Lions. Inbound underneath, double team on Moore. Fakes one way, turns, shoots, back iron, side iron, good. You can put a thimble up there, attach it to the backboard, and I think Jacob would make it right now. Here's a shot for 3, left side, no good. Ball is going to be bucked for a rebounding foul all against Mansfield's Riley Stidham as he went over the back of Clayton Robbins for West Plains. 25-21, Zizzers by 4, 5:16 left in the first half here at Willard. West Plains been out in front except for when it was 9-8. Here's Reed, drives, misses, kicks it outside. Here's a 3, launched off the backboard and good. And that was knocked in by Caden Cobb, his first basket of the ball game. Mansfield. Ball stolen away from behind. Good play by Landon Montgomery. He snuck up behind and took it away. Now Clayton Robbins at the offensive end. Gets a screen, goes the other way. Down the lane. The left-hand layup on the runner, no good. But he got a great shot. Just wouldn't fall down. Now Stidham in the front court. They handle with Kellen Campbell, a sophomore to the right corner. Jump shot, no good. Stidham rebounds, puts it up. He traveled with the basketball, though, and turns it over. Fifth turnover on Mansfield. 28-21. Mansfield back to the full court press. West Plains has handled it fairly easily so far. Now in the front court, Clayton Robbins has it left side. A 2 would make it a 10-point game. At the left elbow, spinning to the middle, kicking it to the far corner. Ball fake, drive all the way. Right-hand runner is good. Good team basketball. Caden Cobb with another bucket. He's got 4. In the right corner, Mansfield with it. Over the top, Jace Hedrick dribbles to the left elbow, lost the ball again. And they reach over the top. That should be a foul. Guy sitting behind. It'll be West Plains ball. They'll call it a jump ball. That should have been a foul, though. Sawyer Reed had a guy sitting right behind him, just reached over his neck with both arms to grab the basketball. Timeout called by Mansfield, 3:41 to play in the first half with the score. West Plains 30, Mansfield 21 from Willard. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
The best way to stay healthy is with proper diet and exercise. To ensure a proper diet, JB's Health Mart provides healthy alternatives, certified organic foods, essential oils, all natural vitamins, minerals, and much more. They have what you need to live a healthy life, and you will be greeted by knowledgeable people to help find what is best for you. JB's Health Mart, where the health smart shop, at 1504 Preacher Row in West Plains.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
Well, a great start here in the first half for West Plains. Their lead is now 30-21. And West Plains has the ball in the backcourt. Off the alternating rule. Pass up the floor, knocked away out of bounds by Mansfield. By Jay Cedric, it'll stay with West Plains in the backcourt. Throwing the ball inbounds will be Caden Cobb. Here's the inbound play. Oh, we're playing with a shot clock today. I did not realize that. I looked up, and just about all the gyms have shot clocks, but a lot of them are not operational or hooked up. In Missouri. Now, Arkansas, that's a different thing. Well, now they're going to flip the call, and Mansfield will have the ball in the front court. Who knows why? 3.5 to play in the half. Kelly Campbell on the left side drives the middle of the lane, puts it up softly, and it's good. Kelly Campbell, a sophomore, and we'll have a blocking foul now at the defensive end. That'll go against the Lions. Haven Pruitt gets the foul for the Lions. Do we have a... Yeah, we've got plenty of fouls. But they wipe them out after each quarter. Then you get five, and then you shoot two shots. Left corner. West Plains being very deliberate, taking their time. At the point, ball fake one way, pass it to the other. Jacob Moore on the right wing, dribbles in, back outside it goes. West Plains takes their time and runs their offense. Meanwhile, Mansfield sitting back in their zone, not pressuring much. Pass inside. Here's Jacob turning, shooting around, no good. Ball's going to be tipped, saved, and Jacob gets it back. And now Clayton Robbins with a three from the wing. It's good. That makes it 33-23, West Plains. Pass inside and a reach over the top foul on Jacob Moore, and that's his third foul. So he's out. Patillo will come in the lineup now for West Plains. Inbound underneath, catch and shoot, no good. Dillo right there to pull down the board. So he pays some dividends right off. Step through, right-hand scoop shot, wild shot, no good. That time by Caden Cobb. And back come Mansfield with it. In the lane, here's a pull-up from 10 feet, no good. Rebound by, again, Patillo. Nice job. Floor right side, Cobb will feed it back. Clayton Robbins with a long three. Won't fall. Ball tipped over to the free throw line. Picked up by nobody. It's loose. And a collision at midcourt. And Patillo comes up with it in the left corner. Montgomery, three ball, no good. Ball is tipped long. Picked up by the Lions. They've got numbers. 2-on-2 all the way. Right-hand runner is no good. Before the shot on the floor. 1:39 to go in the half. Caleb Cobb with the foul on Caleb. That'll be his second. Campbell will inbound underneath for Mansfield in the white. West Plains in the red. In the left corner, Campbell goes baseline, feeds it way back outside to the right point. Step through, bounce pass, bad pass, stolen away. West Plains up with it. Clayton Robbins is fouled as he goes over the timeline. First foul call on Mansfield's Zach McCright. Now West Plains with 122. Long three by Robbins, no good. Rebound pulled away by Mansfield. And again, Patillo had hands on it but couldn't finish it. Here's the drive. That's offensive foul. Great play by Clayton Robbins, setting up to take the charge that time down the left side of the key. Charlie Grubbs just got his second foul. It's player control, so there's no free throws attached. West Plains has it in the backcourt. Handling the press was a really, really big problem last year. And there's a steal. Pass across, picked off. Drive, layup, good. Crony with the lay-in. Now the other way. Here's a pass underneath. They beat the press and the lay-in by Patillo, who got ahead of everybody. Ball at midcourt. Ball loose on the floor. Stolen again. Cobb all the way. Layup good. Cobb has six in the quarter. Down the lane. Here's a drive. No good from the right side. 7 feet away. West Plains up with it. Long pass ahead. Good catch. Layup good. The Zizzers are running Mansfield off the floor here. 39-25. Left side, Stidham takes it all the way. Right-hand scoop shot off the board, good. As he penetrated the zone that time, that was Fisher Cromie, and here's a shot from midcourt, no good, and that's the end of the first half. So, a very good first half for the West Plains Zizzers. And at the break, it is West Plains up 39-27. Back in 3 minutes on KDY.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement. We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Frequent 9, this is Roadrunner for Junkyard Dog. You got your ears on? Come on. 10-4, what can I do for you? I just passed you, son. Where'd you get all that chrome and them chicken lights? Come back. Rick's Truck Repair. They got the biggest selection of chrome and LED lights within 100 miles, and they're my go-to place for repair, so I'm not down for long. Mercy, me and my brakes got some issues. What's there, 20? They're on sale 63 in West Plains next to Highland Dairy. This is the Roadrunner, and I am headed to Rick's Truck Repair. I am gone.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at tlgtrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive
and get great buys from the nice guys.
Here
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Group of Chevrolet in West Plains.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
What a good first half for West Plains as they take a lead on Mansfield after the first two quarters by a score of 39-27. West Plains scored 19 points in the first quarter, and they scored 20 in the second. That's really good production. Scoring for West Plains in the first half, and that's the biggest key of the game. West Plains has shot the ball extremely well. Clayton Robbins for West Plains has 11 points. Jacob Moore has been a force here in the first half. He has 14. Six for Caleb Cobb, Three points for Landon Montgomery, two each for Sawyer Reed, plus Patillo had 2 points and a couple of rebounds when he came off the bench at the end of the half. West Plains, 4 out of 4 from the line in the first half. Mansfield is 8 for 9. 7 turnovers for Mansfield in the first half. West Plains, super job. Only 3 turnovers. You do that every game, you're going to win some games. Halftime score, 39-27. It's West Plains on top. We're back to Willard High School in 3 minutes on KDY.
Her Speed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Her Speed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Hi, this is Lane. It's Christmas time at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. If you're looking for a keepsake gift, we have a great selection of case knives, over 100 different sizes and designs in stock. It's a perfect gift and something that will be treasured for years to come. Our hours are 7 to 7, Monday through Saturday, and everything is Santa approved.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store. More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Iron Brand Realty, now serving Arkansas and Missouri, has agents for all real estate transactions. Whether you're looking to buy or sell residential, commercial, or farmland, Iron Brand Realty has an agent that can help. Iron Brand Realty is conveniently located at 804 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Stop in and see us or call 417-372-8076. Iron Brand Realty is proud to support Zizzer Athletics. Once a Zizzer, always a Zizzer.
If you happen to be in an accident, keep this in mind. You have a choice in who tows your vehicle. So make the right choice and call 256-7628 for J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains. They answer the calls 24/7. They will get to you fast and take your vehicle to the destination of your choosing. So if you're in a wreck, breakdown, or whatever reason you might need a tow, make the right choice and call J&J Recovery and Towing 256-7628.
We're in that time of year where you have cool nights and mornings with warm afternoons. The fluctuating temperatures will cause that rock chip you've been ignoring to start racing across your windshield. See Kevin at S&P Quality Auto Glass in West Plains. He can fix the rock chip before it's too late, and he installs new glass if you waited until your windshield looks like a road map. S&P Quality Auto Glass on Highway 63 next to DQ in West Plains. Show us your crack.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
Very hectic time of the year. Folks coming off Thanksgiving, getting ready for Christmas time. And lots of basketball games. The winner of this game will play Friday at 7. The loser of this game will play Friday at 7. But the difference being, the winner will play here in this field house structure at Willard High School. No idea how old this place is, but it is huge. I'm telling you, it's got the vaulted ceiling, kind of like an airplane hangar. It's a big place, lots of room, very nice. But anyway, if you lose this game, you play at the middle school gym at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Checking to see here. So, basically, if West Plains, we'll put it in the best light possible, if West Plains wins this basketball game, and right now they're up by a dozen at halftime, if West Plains wins, they'll play at 7 o'clock here in the new facility at Willard High School tomorrow night against the winner of Willard and Sedalia Smith Cotton. If you're fortunate enough to get through the semifinal round, then you play for the championship at 6 on Saturday night. Lots more basketball coming up. It's a four-day stretch for us here on KDY. We've got the Zizzers today here at Willard. Now, we'll have the Zizzers here on KDY again tomorrow night. James Hurt will have the game and have the broadcast. In the next round, at the same time, I will be at Newport, Arkansas, as the Grizzlies play the Aviators from Arkansas State Newport. That'll be at 7 o'clock over on our sister station, the Fox 96.9. Saturday, we're back here for whatever's left, be it championship, third place, fifth place, you name it. We'll be back here for that game. And then on Sunday, back on the road, going to St. Louis. It'll be the Grizzlies going up against Parkland College at the Missouri-Illinois shootout. Last year, I think it was, we had that game at... Where did we have that game? It was not at St. Louis Community College. It was at Merrimack. That's where we played. So we'll find out, meantime, where we'll play, and we'll have the broadcast of the game at 1 o'clock tip-off on Sunday afternoon as the Grizzlies go up against one of the best Division II teams in the country, the Parkland Cobras. We're ready to start the third quarter of this game. It'll be Mansfield basketball at midcourt, starting five out there for each team to start this half. And West Plains stays. Stick with what works. That's that zone. Here's a drive down the key, high off the board, missed shot. Campbell's shot partially blocked by Robbins. Leans in, shoots, got it blocked again. West Plains up with it. And a reach-in foul at midcourt will be called against the Lions. Haven Proetz with his second foul for Mansfield. We're just underway in the third quarter. Willard Tournament. Mansfield trailing the Zizzers by 12. 39-27. West Plains moves the ball and works against a long zone. Robbins with a long three ball. No good. Save. Great hustle on the bench. And now a pull up by Jacob Moore from 12. Good. Great hustle that time by Sawyer Reed, saved the ball from going out of bounds and led to a basket for his team. That's what hustle does. 41-27. Bounce pass, low block. They feed it in, knocked away, and stolen again. Pass up the floor, all the way in. Moore, a layup, no good. He got knocked to the deck, but no whistle there. Tie up, jump ball, should be West Plains basketball. Fisher Cronney comes back in the lineup for Mansfield. 6:55 to go in the third, 41-27. Robbins, three on the right wing, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Fisher Cronney. Mansfield back from right to left in the white. Another point, wide open shooter for three. It's going to be in and out. Long rebound, tipped across, knocked away from Montgomery, picked up by the Lions. Whistle, lean in, blocked, foul, basket counts. And Jacob Moore just got his fourth foul. And immediately, Mason Miller will get up and put Caleb Cobb back to the ball game. There's still 6.5 minutes left here in the third quarter, and really good chance we won't see Jacob until midway through the fourth. Here's a free throw, no good, and the rebound, Clayton Robbins has it. Right side, top of the circle. Down the key, bounce pass, bad pass underneath, trying to get it to Tillo. And the travel is going to be, or what? Maybe they call the travel before the turnover. That's only the fourth turnover. That's only the fourth turnover now against West Plains. Right corner, three, it's good. Knocked in by Jace Hedrick. Well, if those start going in, the scoreboard is going to look a lot different. But right now, 41-32. Montgomery dribbles to the corner, feeds it behind him now. They'll hook pass it across. Robbins pass up the shot, leans in, steps through, goes up, got fouled. He'll shoot two. Oh, Clayton at 6'5". He can be a load. Fisher Crony with the foul. His first foul, and it will be two for Clayton Robbins. First try is good. 12 points for Clayton today. Next try is good. Clayton Robbins hits a pair, and it's 43-32. Back to the front court, Mansfield pass inside, knocked away and stolen. The Zizzard zone defense has got their hands on a lot of passes today, and that is turnover number 9 on Mansfield. Down the key, right-hand runner is going to be short. Ball comes long, though, picked up by Caden Cobb. Out to the point, pivot to the left side. Robbins drives baseline, puts it up from behind the backboard, no good. That was a poor percentage shot pulled away by the Lions. Down the key, a drive ball is tied up, knocked away, and Patillo comes away with it for West Plains. Up the floor. West Plains will hold it up in a hurry in the right corner. Cobb beats his man on the dribble twice. Now to the left side, left corner. Up, fake by Patillo. Dumps it inside, trapped in the lane, back out to the wing. Here's Robbins, three ball, it's no good. In control by the Lions, Riley Stidham. Almost a travel by Grubbs out front as the ball got away from him. Ball deflected out of bounds on a cross-court pass, and it'll stay with Mansfield. Last touch by Caleb Cobb with 4:43 to play in the third quarter. All the way down the lane. A drive, high pass, thrown too high and out of bounds. Ten turnovers now on Mansfield. They go back to a full court press, see if they can get some steals here against the Zizzers. Montgomery steps through, whistle, timeout called by Mason Miller and the West Plains Zizzers. 4:26 to go. This will be a 30-second timeout, so we'll take a 30-second timeout. 43-32, West Plains, back in 30 on KDY.
Since 1981, Bell's Body Shop in West Plains has offered the very best in collision repair, hail damage repair, and paint. Today, the business is still thriving, being family-owned and operated, carrying on the legacy that Mark Bell built in his years of operation. So when you need body work done to your vehicle, there's only one name that should ring a bell. Bell's Body Shop on South 63 in West Plains. When there's a dent in what you drive, call 256-1335. Bell's Body Shop.
Driving in the fall and winter months.
West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
We're in the second half of this game from Willard High School. It's the 37th annual Willard Invitational Basketball Tournament. 12 teams are here. These are two of them. Clayton Robbins for West Plains. Baseline. Goes up right-hand shot, hanging in midair, and throws it in with the opposite hand. I know what he's been doing this summer. Working on that weekend, 45-32. Baseline, wide open shot for a two, no good. Clayton Robbins with another rebound. Up the left side, West Plains trying to add on to the score. And a ball stolen at midcourt. Back the other way, a lean-in shot, up and good by Jace Hedrick. He had Clayton Robbins right next to him and was able to get it off the glass. Nine for Hedrick. West Plains back on offense. At the right point, Clayton Robbins over. Caleb Cobb dribbles in, steps through, whistle, travel with basketball. .335 left. Here in quarter number three. The Lions have made up 1 point here in the third quarter, now trailing by 11. Left corner to the low post. Turn, face inside, blocked. Great play by Patillo that time as he got a hand on it and blocked it out of bounds. He has 2 points, but he's done a lot of stuff coming in off the bench, playing defense, rebounding in particular. Backcourt, up the floor, Cobb gets it, and now we'll reset the offense with Sawyer Reed. To the point, bad pass. Stolen, layup, good. Chase Hedrick has 7 in the quarter. West Plains had 3 turnovers first 16 minutes. They got 3 here just in this half. Here's an alley-oop ball tipped away, picked back up, and banked off the glass, good by Patillo. Straight on from about 10 feet away. 47-36. Lob to the left corner. Grubbs. Open. Three is up and it's good. Mansfield is traditionally a very good shooting team. If they get hot, it could be much tougher. Here's Montgomery for three for West Plains. Landon Montgomery. Out on the right side of the key, about 2 feet behind it. And now here's a whistle at the defensive end and reach-in foul be called. That foul is going to be on Sawyer Reed. That's his second. Second foul on Sawyer Reed. 1:58 left in the third quarter. Grubbs back to the corner. Open shot for a two. No good. Weak side rebound. Clayton Robbins has it. Clayton brings it up on the dribble. Lobs it inside. That's got to be a foul over the back, and it is. Trying to tip the pass away from Patillo was Riley Pearson. They haven't announced that. Here, pass on the right side. Three ball is good by Patillo. How about that? Seven points. Patillo off the bench has been sublime. Pass in the left corner for a three. No good. Ball picked up underneath. Double team on the basketball. They'll just flip it up there, and it goes in. Holy cow. He flipped it straight up over his head. Charlie Grubbs. Nope. Not Grubbs. That was Zach McCright. West Plains on possession with 1 minute to go in the third. Left point in the left corner. Montgomery pass up shot. Step through. Goes in. Pulls up. Shoots and scores. Montgomery's got 8 points. 55-41. Right side, bounce pass, low block. Turning inside, the shot by Grubbs, no good. Put back is up and in. James Hedrick has 9 points in the quarter, 13 now for the basketball game. West Plains back front side, pass to the middle, cutting down the lane. Layup is good. Sawyer Reed laid it in off a great feed from Caleb Cobb. 57-43. On the baseline, wraparound pass underneath, trap, layup, left hand, good. And again, James Hedrick, he's doing it all. 5 seconds to go in the quarter, 57-45, down the key. Robbins, dish, lay-in is good at the horn. Clayton Robbins with a lay-in with the left hand, a little jackknife move right at the horn. 6 in the quarter for him. 17 for the game. After three, it's West Plains 59, Mansfield 45. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Are you ready for a Coyote compact track loader? Hi, this is Riley. The TL750 comes with 74 horsepower and can easily handle tough jobs thanks to its rugged build, powerful engines, exceptional lift heights, and precision controls. Take on landscaping, construction, everything on the farm, and more with confidence. Stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal Brown, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains today. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
All right, we come back fourth quarter, ready to go, and it's Mansfield with the basketball on the baseline. Inside out pass to the point. Backdoor cut to the hole. Layup right hand good by Riley Stidham. And that makes it 59-47. At the point, Robbins wide open three, way short. Picked up, though, inside by West Plains to get it back to Moore. And he'll shoot and score. That's actually Landon Montgomery. Landon Montgomery now has 10 points. Left side now. Into the middle, one bounce. Campbell goes up from 10, rims off the backboard. And it's pulled away by Clayton Robbins. And we're in no hurry here, kids. Here's Montgomery in the front court. Far left corner, cutting down the lane. Robbins stops, leans, shoots, scores. And Mansfield has no answer. I mean no answer for big Clayton Robbins inside. They've got comparable size kids, but they cannot guard him. 63-47, it's turning into a blowout. Baseline, kick out, side ball knocked away, and it's going to be a steal. But unfortunately on the play, Sawyer Reed couldn't keep his feet in bounds, going for the loose ball. Mansfield on the inbound in front of their bench. They'll have to go back court to get it. Chase Hedrick chases it down. Backdoor cut underneath. Ball picked up inside, put up, goes around the rim and goes in. Zach McCright with his second field goal. 63-49. West Plains up by 14 points. Shot from the point for three. No good. Rebound, though, is put up by Patillo, and it's knocked out of bounds from the side by Riley Stidham. 6-12 to play. McCright will go out of the Mansfield lineup. They'll replace him with Fisher Cronney. Right wing inbound pass for three, and it's good. Sawyer Reed hit the front of the rim and went straight up in the air and came down through the net. Back door cut. Mansfield on the baseline. They'll put it up inside. Good. Crony now has 6. And now foul at midcourt as Caleb Cobb brought the ball up the right side of the floor. And floor and was sandwiched. We used to call that the Malachi Crunch. Robbins on the baseline, leans in, shoots with the right hand, good. Clayton Robbins, 10 and a half, 23 for the game. Fall away from 10 feet, way short, rebound by Clayton Robbins for West Plains. Up by 17. And a foul will be called on Mansfield's Haven Proach in the front court on a reach-in holding foul. And so 5:25 to go in the game, and Mansfield has seen this thing. I don't even know if they see the taillights right now. 68-51. West Plains up by 17, and we're back in 90 seconds on KDY.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. To do so, we have the best price and are offering top dollar for your trade.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at tlgtrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
West Plains is 5 minutes, 25 seconds away from picking up their first win of the season. They have the ball in offense here at the Willard Tournament against Mansfield, up 68-51. Right corner of the three is too hard. Put back on the opposite side is up and in. And Patillo off the bench has just been a revelation today. He has 9 points in the right corner. A three is up and good by Jay Cedric. 70-54 with 5 minutes to go. Now back court foul on Mansfield. This will be on Kellen Campbell. That'll be his second foul. Third foul of the quarter on Mansfield. Robbins over the timeline brings it up. Spins away from the defender. Pass to the right side. Keeping it on the bounce now is Caleb Cobb. Left corner open. Here's the three by Patillo. That ball is short. Tipped in the air, tipped out, picked up by Mansfield. They come back 2-on-3. Step through, right-hand layup. Ball partially blocked by Robbins, and a late whistle is blown on the play with 4:32 to go. Clayton Robbins picks up his second foul. First free throw try here is good for Fisher Crony from Mansfield. 70-55. Next try, good. Over the timeline into the front court, West Plains on the possession. And now the clock is your friend, even though we're playing with a shot clock. To the left side baseline, Robbins cut off, goes up and under, tried to reach back, and the ball hit the bottom of the backboard. Passed along up the floor, right-hand drive, up and around, and no, and good for Jay Cedric. Basket good, plus he'll get a free throw.
Basket is good, number four.
Landon Montgomery gets his second foul. It was a 17-point lead. Now it's down to 12. And the free throw is no good. Rebound is going to be saved from going out of bounds. Right-hand lay-in hit him, no good. Shot, no good, but he got fouled. And Patillo will get called for the foul on that play. Mansfield right now, at least in the last minute or so, they've really played with a lot more intensity. First free throw here, good. Riley Stidham, four out of four from the line tonight. Good again. 70-60, still 4 minutes to go in the ball game. You need to keep being aggressive. Take that ball to the basket. Make them guard you. Don't get back on your heels. Caleb Cobb to the right corner. Jacob Moore is back in with four fouls. Skip pass to the left point. Nothing open. Down the right corner. Caleb with a three. No good. Rebound is very long. Picked up by Patillo. And he gets it out to Jacob Moore, who is fouled, going for the loose ball by Jace Hedrick. That should be one and one, no? Or two shots. Nope. That's four. So one more. On the lob inbound. Clayton Robbins, behind the back move at midcourt. On the right wing, kicks it to the point. Jacob Moore, backdoor cut. Good feed. And here's a drive slapped away out of bounds from Clayton Robbins. Stays with the Zizzers with 26 on the 30-second shot clock. On the inbound lob, there's Clayton in the middle, leans in, right-hand shot, puts up and good. That is 23 points. Recounted during the break, he had 21. 23 now, though, in the right corner. Driving in, shooting it off the board, good. Not much resistance that time. And the lay-in that time by Riley Stidham. Timeout on the floor. With 3:11 to play, West Plains by 10, 72-62. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Does anyone know where Santa is? Santa! Have you seen Santa? I found his sleigh, but he's nowhere to be seen. Hey, there he is. Why is Santa driving a Bailey SUV?
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come see for yourself why Santa loves our SUVs. And together, let's drive.
The best way to stay healthy is with proper diet and exercise. To ensure a proper diet, JB's Health Mart provides healthy alternatives, certified organic foods, essential oils, all natural vitamins, minerals, and much more. They have what you need to live a healthy life, and you will be greeted by knowledgeable people to help find what is best for you. JB's Health Mart, where the health smart shop, at 1504 Preacher Row in West Plains.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
Come back in a turnover on West Plains and a bucket by Mansfield. And now foul at the other end will be called on the Lions with 2:49 to go. And now it's an 8-point game. This is the closest Mansfield's been in a little while. The foul is on Kellen Campbell, his third. Now it's time to make some free throws. Patillo at the line. First one, no good. Came off the bench today. He's got 9. And good. Mansfield back quickly up the left side. All the way in, driving left, no good. Rebound by Clayton Robbins. He'll lob it up the side, gets it to Cobb. Now front court, good. Bullet pass across. Lay-in is good by Patillo on the side. Good ball movement. And that's what you have to do against the press. You got to attack. Now give and go. Drive down the lane. Up, no good. Foul on the play. Jace Hedrick will get free throws here, and the foul will be on Clayton Robbins. He was a little slow to get up. Sitting upright. So they're going to help him up, see if everything's working appropriately. So while we have a break, we'll take a break. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Hi, this is Lane. It's Christmas time at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. If you're looking for a keepsake gift, we have a great selection of case knives, over 100 different sizes and designs in stock. It's a perfect gift and something that will be treasured for years to come. Our hours are 7 to 7, Monday through Saturday, and everything is Santa approved.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
They just sent the teams back over for a shorter than a 30-second timeout. This game with 2:23 to go and the reset here in the fourth quarter. West Plains up 75-64. West Plains has led for the, I said, about 98% of this game. And their offense has been very consistent today. 19 points in the first quarter, 20 in the second, 20 in the third, and they enjoy an 11-point lead. First free throw here is in for Jace Hendrick. West Plains is quicker, much quicker than Mansfield, so it'll be hard for them to press the Zizzers and not give up baskets. Front court. Patillo to the point. Gill has it, or Caleb Cobb has it, and a blocking foul will be called on the sideline as they got in front of and blocked Caleb Cobb. Hendrick will be called for his second foul. First free throw here is good. Caleb Cobb. Sawyer Reed comes back in for the Zizzers for Landon Montgomery. This West Plains team has played very well tonight. Next free throw, good. Pass across, knocked away, almost stolen away again. Now out front, Campbell to the right wing. Lost dribble, back out to the point. Left corner, open shot for a three, won't fall. Long rebound, Jacob Moore has it. West Plains, long up the left side. And they'll circle back out. Nope, beat it inside. Jacob Moore turns, post goes up, got blocked. No foul call, back the other way, 4-on-3. Stidham steps through on the drive and a foul before the shot with 1:40 to go. And West Plains has pretty much got this one bottled up, barring just a Hindenburg-like collapse here in the last minute 40 seconds. That was the second foul on Patillo for West Plains. First free throw is good for Riley Stidham. And good again. 77-68. Caleb has it in the backcourt. Gets it over the timeline. Lob up ahead. And now Moore has to get out of the lane as West Plains got it to him under the bucket, but he didn't shoot it. Now travel violation on Clayton Robbins. Turned his back to the goal, and as he made the move, the walk was called. Turnover number 8. Minute 25. In the right corner. Up, step across, and we got a whistle. Travel violation call on Mansfield. Big break there. Jace Hendrick caught it, pump faked. Player went flying by, and then he decided to put it on the floor, and as he did, he drug his foot, got caught. And now a horrible inbound pass, cross court. Jacob Moore at the timer's table dove over the table to get it but couldn't, and the Zizzers throw the ball away. That's about Well, it's not the worst pass you can make in a situation like this. The worst one you can make would be a pass back toward their basket, get it intercepted. But here we go again. 77-68, minute 16, three ball, right corner, good. Haven Proats. 77-71, minute 10 to go. Clayton Robbins spins to the middle, lost the ball. We just need to eat some time up here. Ball knocked away from behind. Late call, foul be called on Mansfield on Riley Stidham. That's his third. That'll put Clayton Robbins on the free throw line to shoot two. If you're behind, you like this five fouls, get to shoot two thing. First free throw good for Clayton Robbins. If you're behind, you think it's the stupidest thing ever. I'm leaning a little bit toward the latter. Here's the next one, good. Clayton Robbins has just been a machine scoring tonight. Now at the other end, you don't want to foul. You want to get a rebound. Here's a shot for three, no good. Robbins with the rebound, and he'll go to the other end and shoot two. 50 seconds left. Stidham's fourth for Mansfield. Clayton Robbins to shoot. First try, first of two, no good. He has 25 points. Next try, good. 80-71. Guard the three. Foul. Here's the shot. At the point, air ball. Out of bounds. West Plains basketball. So this one is over. Landon Montgomery checking in for West Plains, and he'll come in for Sawyer Reed. Here's the inbound baseball to the other end, and the ball is caught, but circling out smartly is Caleb Cobb. Cross-court pass, Montgomery. We're running some time here. They're going to have to foul, and they do. And the foul is on Haven Proitz. That's his fourth. Clayton Robbins with a chance to add two. Well, it's been a great game. He has 26 points. He'll get two more here, maybe. First one good. 81-71. Clayton Robbins has 28 as he makes the other free throw. 82-71. If you're West Plains, just, oh, they get the steal in the backcourt. And a quick foul call on Jace Hedrick to stop the clock. So if Clayton makes both of these, he'll have 30 points today. And that one short. Sitting on 28 right now. 25 seconds to go. And good. 83-71. Don't foul at the other end. Here's a three launched short. Rebound fought for and rebounded by Campbell. Missed it, got it. Put it back up and good. Kellen Campbell. And 10 seconds to go and they foul again for some reason. 83-73 with 10 seconds left. So we'll walk it back to the other end. Caleb Cobb will shoot two shots. West Plains from the line today. Let's see. What are we? Here's the first free throw for Caleb. No good. 7 out of 12 in the quarter. 9 out of 14 for the half. Next, no good. Missed them both. 7 seconds. Don't foul. That's right. Don't foul. In the left corner. Open shot for three is no good. And that's the ball game. The West Plains Zizzers, impressive today as they beat the Mansfield Lions 83-73. 1 minute break, and we'll wrap it up in a minute on KDY.
Brickwood 9, this is Roadrunner for Junkyard Dog. You got your ears on? Come on. 10-4, what can I do for you? I just passed you, son. Where'd you get all that chrome and them chicken lights? Come back. Brick's Truck Repair. They got the biggest selection of chrome and LED lights within 100 miles, and they're my go-to place for repair, so I'm not down for long. Mercy, meet my brakes. Got some issues. What's there, 20? They're on South 63 in West Plains next to Highland Dairy. This is the Roadrunner, and I am headed to Rick's Truck Repair. I am gone. Brickwood 9, this is Roadrunner for Junkyard Dog. You got your ears on? Come on. 10-4, what can I do for you? I just passed you, son. Where'd you get all that chrome and them chicken lights? Come back. Brick's Truck Repair. They got the biggest selection of chrome and LED lights within 100 miles, and they're my go-to place for repair, so I'm not down for long. Mercy, me and my brakes got some issues. What's there, 20? They're on South 63 in West Plains next to Highland Dairy. This is the Roadrunner, and I am headed to Rick's Truck Repair. I am gone.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Zizzers basketball action continues now on KDY.
Final score again is 83-73 as West Plains beats Mansfield to even their season record at 1-1. So that means that West Plains will play here at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. That game here on KDY, and James Hurt will have that. We'll check the scoring. What a day for Clayton Robbins. He had 29 points and three other players in double figures, 16 for Jacob Moore. They got 12 from Patillo, 10 from Anna Montgomery, 8 points for Caleb Cobb, and 7 for Sawyer Reed. Leading scorers for Mansfield with 20, Jace Hedrick. Riley Stidham had 17, and they were the only players in double figures. When you win a game, usually you look at the free throw totals, and they look pretty good. And they look pretty good here today. 15 out of 20 for West Plains from the free throw line. They only threw the ball away today 9 times. And Mansfield turned it over 11. So, West Plains now 1-1. They'll play here against the winner of, I believe, the game coming up. Nope. Next game is Harrison and Belton. So they'll play the winner of the game between Willard and Sedalia Smith Cotton, 7 o'clock here in the main gym tomorrow night. And we'll have it here on KDY, and over on the Fox we'll have Grizzly basketball from Newport, Arkansas. Grizzlies play the Aviators. Till then, thanks to Dylan Groves, I'm Harlan Hutchison. West Plains a winner tonight at Willard, 83-73, as we say good night from Willard, Missouri.
West Plains Zizzers basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you in part by Wilbanks Tire, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Stuart Morrison Ready Mix, SMP Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, Simmons Bank, Peterbilt, Ozarks Healthcare, and Ozarks Medical Equipment, Lynch Equipment Company, by Ozark Hills Realty, Whitney Frazier Agent, KT Roofing, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Butler Heating and Air, Bailey Chevrolet, JB's Health Mart, Iron Brand Realty, J&J Recovery, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Don's Auto Service, Edgler and Harper, and by Bell's Body Shop.